This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Good morning, I'm Shohat Kutin. With me, Joyce Goh and Tan Chung An with the top business stories of the day. Bank Negara, speculation is rife that Bank Negara Governor Tan Sri Mohamed Ibrahim is going to resign. It's not confirmed yet. Sources also saying that former Bank Negara Deputy Governor Dato Noor Shamsia Mohamed Yunus is a likely replacement. She's not the only one in the running if Tan Sri Mohamed Ibrahim actually steps down.
Yeah, another potential person is Sukhdev Singh. He was the former deputy governor. So this news of the potential resignation of the current Bank Negara governor has been ongoing for this whole week. I mean, earlier on Monday already, the rumours mill was churning. And, you know, recently Reuters reported that the exit terms are being discussed for Tan Sri Mohamed and an announcement could be made as early as today.
Right, and this offer to step down apparently stems from criticisms against that land deal, that 2 billion ringgit land deal between the central bank and the then Ministry of Finance. You know, there are reports in recent weeks about how the proceeds from that land deal was actually used to service the debt related to 1MDB, right? So whether or not all this culminates in a new central bank governor, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I'm glad you highlighted Sukhdev here, because you recall when we spoke about his departure from the central bank, man, that got some tongues wagging. His goodbye letter to colleagues at Bank Negara went viral. He talked about, you know, certain professional expectations that perhaps were not met, and, you know, and so he had to leave, you know, something that was unacceptable for him.
Yeah, he also spoke about bullying as a means to exert leadership and about, you know, basically respect yourself, respect those who work for you. That was how the letter ended.
Look, this has huge implications, okay? I mean, keep in mind, this what we're talking about here is potentially a new central bank governor. What does this mean for monetary policy looking forward? We just had Bank Negara raising interest rates by 25 basis points earlier this year. We spoke about one and done, perhaps. What will this new, again, if, a big if here, you know, what will this new central bank governor do? You know, could we see a different outlook when it comes to Malaysia's benchmark interest rates?
Yeah, but Dato' Shamsia and Sukhdev, they've worked closely with Bank Negara for so many years, and Dato' Shamsia was working under Tan Sri Zeti for many years.
And also, you know, keep in mind, very importantly, Pakatan Harapan has explicitly spoken about this responsibility to be given to Bank Negara to devise a strategy to revive the ringgit's value within 3 years in a more sustainable way. Could this new central bank governor be more in line with what Pakatan Harapan wants, at least in terms of where the ringgit's true value is?
We got just a little bit more time, but just maybe pick up on that story that's circulating about the possibility that Astro might be taken private.
Yeah, and this rumor has been going around for a couple of years now. And looking at the stock price today, the past couple of days has hit an all-time low of 1.60 ringgit on June 5th, 2018, this year, right? So compared to 3 years ago, guys, the shares were around 3 ringgit.
Right, and over the last 12 months, you know, this stock has plummeted by over 37%. And this is very much in line with what Ananda Krishnan, I almost said Arul Kanda there, sorry. Ananda Krishnan here, you know, has been doing. He's done that with Astro a couple of times, right? You know, take them private, then relist them.
Yeah.
They did it with Maxis as well, did it with I can't remember the third company. But yeah, he's done it with several companies.
Tanjung PLC.
So several times now. So, you know, could be yet another instance of where he does the same.
Okay, we'll watch that space closely. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We'll have the bulletin and then we'll be back with the opening numbers in the stock market and more news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.